You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, dear listeners. Today's Mint Primer is written by Sayantan Behra. Despite a record harvest, wheat prices are on the rise. That's because of lower production in some states, which in turn means the center is unlikely to meet its purchase target. Will prices rise further and push India to allow imports, currently banned? Welcome to the Mint Primer podcast, your go-to source for breaking down today's major news into bite-sized Q&A chunks. I'm your host, Rohan, and in this episode, let's buckle up and embark on this insightful journey through the world of news and information. Now, let's get to the nitty-gritty. How is the wheat harvest this year? The Agriculture Ministry said in February that it expects a harvest of 112 million tons, mount, in 2024. That's a record. However, this is only a tad higher than the 2021 crop, estimated at 110 mount. In 2022 and 2023, climate shocks, including heat waves and untimely rains, impacted production, leading to a drawdown of public stocks. Harvest in the current year was impacted in some states, notably Madhya Pradesh, due to a warmer winter. Data from the Consumer Affairs Department shows that wholesale wheat prices are currently 5.3% higher year-on-year while consumer prices are up 6.5% as of the 27th of May. What about public stocks? Government agencies purchase wheat from farmers for three purposes: supply under the Free Food Grain Scheme to over 810 million beneficiaries, maintain a strategic stock and use a portion of that to intervene in markets to tame prices. Till the 24th of May, government agencies purchased 26 mount of wheat, marginally more than last year. However, this is likely to fall short of the target, 3,032 MT, for the third year in a row. Procurement is lower than target due to a sharp drop in purchase in Madhya Pradesh. Farmers are selling to private traders instead as premium varieties are fetching them a higher price. Will India be pushed into allowing wheat imports? It depends on buffer stocks and how prices move in the coming months. Wheat imports have been banned since 2022. But the US Department of Agriculture says India may end up having to import 2 mount of wheat due to domestic demand, a decline in government stocks and weak global prices. If India does decide to import wheat, it would be after a gap of 6 years. What about farmer prices? Farmers get a minimum support price, MSP, of 2,275 rupees per quintal from the government. But market prices of premium wheat varieties are significantly higher than MSP, 2,600 rupees to 3,200 rupees per quintal. Market prices are also higher because some states like Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan are paying a bonus of 125 rupees per quintal in addition to the MSP, partly honoring a promise made to farmers before state elections last year. So, farmers are holding on to their harvest, expecting higher prices in coming months. How are retail food prices moving? Data from the Consumer Affairs Department shows retail wheat inflation, at 6.5% year-on-year, is still benign compared with rice, 13.3%, tur dal, 29%, and potato, tomato and onions, between 43% and 49%. When compared with overall food inflation of 8.7% seen in April, wheat prices have risen moderately. But prices also tend to be lower during the harvest season, March to May, when farmers bring their produce to the market. So, wheat prices may firm up in the coming months as the surge in supplies dries up. Well, folks, we hope you've enjoyed this eye-opening episode. Do you have questions or ideas for future topics? Drop them our way. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn for all the latest updates. And hey, if you crave more info, hop over to our website at www.htsmartcast.com.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.